Joe's Need to Know News, all about that hurricane, Dorian. It's once again a Category 3 storm with wind gusts at more than 100 miles per hour after weakening earlier this week. North and South Carolina residents have been bracing for a possible hit because nobody really knew where it was going to go. As of late Wednesday, early Thursday morning near Hilton Head, South Carolina, in North Carolina's Outer Banks, forecasters warn that life-threatening storm surges with significant coastal flooding is expected along a large part of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast of the U.S. during the next couple of days. And some other interesting stories with Hurricane Dorian. How about this? It's causing bricks of cocaine to wash up in beaches in Florida.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. Here's what they're saying. A bag containing 15 bricks of cocaine weighing a kilo each washed ashore on Cocoa Beach on Florida. Then on Tuesday, about 15 miles south of Cocoa Beach, another brick of cocaine was found.
Those mermaids are getting down.
No kidding. Woo! Let's do this! And a final hurricane story. You got to see this photo up on the Need to Know News blog. A Florida man parked his smart car inside his kitchen to protect it from Hurricane Dorian.
I would totally do that.
Oh my gosh.
I would totally do that.
Have you ever been in a smart car? They're really small, but I've seen Shaquille O'Neal getting one. Like I
that's how you measure things. If Shaquille can do it, if Shaq can do it, I could do it.
Yeah, I do actually. I want to try to fit in one and see. So if you're listening right now to the show, can you hit us up? Maybe slide in the DMs, Radio Now AM Show or Joe Pesci Radio for my social. I want to just try to get video of me getting into a smart car to see if it's possible.
Are you going to be sad though if you can't?
No, but I'm also not responsible for any damages done.
Okay.
But that'd be kind of cool. Let's see here. The man's wife posted photos of the car parked inside their home. She captioned the photos, "My husband was afraid his car might blow away and my car is in the garage." The Category 2 storm hit the Bahamas and Florida is now heading to the East Coast, and you've got to see this photo because it like fits perfectly in their little kitchen.
Smart cars are so cute. I'm looking at it in the kitchen. It's just parked perfectly. It's like the length of the island.
Yeah, it's like, what a great car size. Michigan, my home state, became the first state to announce it's barring the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Some cities have been doing this and going this direction, but this will be the first statewide ban. Now, the ban doesn't go into effect until the state health department issues new rules, which could take up to 30 days, but the governor of Michigan says the health department recently determined youth vaping is a public health emergency. The flavored e-cigarettes are especially enticing and attract young people, so that'll be interesting. When it starts in one place, it can roll to others.
I feel like we are just going to get bad news down the road about vaping. I just feel it. I don't know why.
Liv, your reaction to this terrible news.
I think it's funny that like vaping is starting to be banned, and like at the same time, like smoking like weed is like starting to become more accepted. It's like as one goes, another one comes.
It comes, yeah. I mean, I just moved from the West Coast. I mean, Indy's my home, but I moved and came back. It was crazy out there. I was like, I'm definitely not in the Midwest anymore. I mean, everything's legal. Just do what you want.
Mm-hmm. Don't say nothing about it. And finally, Mackenzie, I told you about this. She's like, oh, that sounds so cool. No, we're not going to allow you to do this. See the video on our Need to Know News blog. A teenager standing in front of a tree stump has an apple balanced on top of the stump. He then pulls out a samurai sword. And he's attempting to take a slice of the apple to show his skills with the sword.
Oh, no.
While trying to slice the apple in half, he missed the apple, but he did hit something. He hit an inflatable swimming pool that's right next to it, and this is what it sounded like. That's the pool tearing apart, gallons upon gallons of water going everywhere. And yes, once again, he did not make contact with the apple.
You know how fun that is? I got to saber champagne. Have you ever done that?
I'm like afraid it'll cut my finger
sword.
Off.
I did it live on television. I was terrified, and it worked, and it's so cool.
No, I've seen a lot of people do that online, and yeah. They always end up shattering their bottle. How do you do that correctly so you don't make the bottle explode?
I had an expert, and then I just like went for it, and I'm telling you, things like that. I mean, obviously, know what you're doing, don't chop your fingers off, but if you get to try it safely, give it a whirl.
I'm successful 50% of the time.
Yeah.
All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.